House Judiciary will come to order. Will the Secretary please take roll?
Thank you, Madam Chair. Vice Chair Lear.
Here.
Vice Chair Bishop.
Here.
Representative Mitchell. Representative Sheldon Galloway.
Oh, excused.
Representative L. Smith.
Here.
Representative Deming.
Here.
Representative C. Knudsen.
Here.
Representative France.
Here.
Representative Carlson.
Here.
Representative Howell.
Here.
Representative C. Hinkle.
Here.
Representative Durham.
Here.
Representative Hawk.
Here.
Representative Zephyr.
Here.
Representative Kometz.
Here.
Representative Etchert.
Excused.
Representative J. Hinkle.
Here.
Representative Rusk.
Here.
Representative Abbott.
Excused.
Chair Regeer.
Here. Good morning, everyone. We have one study bill up today, SJ 31, and because of time constraints, we will be doing executive action immediately following the hearing. With that, Senator, would you like to open on your bill?
Good morning, Lady Chair, members of the committee. This is our Senator Barry Usher, USHER. Today I've got Senate Joint Resolution 31. It's basically a study bill on the Montana State Bar. You know, the State Bar comes before you all and comes before my committee in the Senate, and kind of wanted to know what they do, and that's basically what the study bill is, for them to come and tell us what they do. And then potentially maybe look at how some other states do it and see if we are doing it the best way. Or anyway, they're here not to support, just as an information. He'll probably tell you everything's on the website, and that may be true. But I've been asked what they do and how their organization is set up, and I don't know the answer, so that's why we decided to do a study bill. So I asked for a do concur.
We will begin with proponents in the room. Do we have any proponents? Seeing no proponents online, any opponents? Any informational witnesses?
Good morning, Madam Chair, members of the committee. Bruce Spencer, S-P-E-N-C-E-R. I am an attorney representing the State Bar of Montana. I also happen to be a past president of the State Bar of Montana. Happy to stand as informational. I will note, all you have to do is ask me any of the questions here, and I'm happy to provide you that information. But happy to answer any questions here.
With that, questions from the committee. Representative Zepfer.
Thank you, Madam Chair, for Mr. Spencer.
Madam Chair, Representative.
Madam Chair, Mr. Spencer, just to clarify, the sponsor mentioned that he said if you ask him, you know, go on the website and all the information in the study bill would be there, and you seem to indicate that any answer to this question could be gathered from you. Do you think this study will reveal new information that isn't already readily available?
Madam Chair, Representative, no, I doubt it would be any new information that isn't already available. And if you ask me, I'm happy to get the State Bar to provide you the information.
All right. Thank you.
Any further questions? Representative Howell.
Thank you, Madam Chair. For Mr. Spencer, please.
Madam Chair, Representative Howell.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Mr. Spencer, I had a question about item number 6 on the second page of the bill. This is including in the study the oversight by the bar of attorney conduct. And I just wondered if you had any concerns with that regarding the confidentiality of those proceedings that, as I understand them, that the bar conducts.
Madam Chair, Representative, actually the bar conducts nothing.
Oh.
State Bar of Montana does not regulate the practice of law in Montana. The Supreme Court does.
Well,
so it's the Commission on Practice from the Supreme Court and the Office of Disciplinary Counsel at the Supreme Court level, not the State Bar. I will note that the State Bar does not regulate the speech, activities, and association of its attorneys.
Follow up?
Thank Go you. Ahead. Thank you, Madam Chair. So I just want to be clear that as we studied this, the answer to that point would be that that is not happening under the state bar. Is that what I'm understanding?
The answer to that point would be that it's the Supreme Court of the state of Montana, by Article 7, Section 2 of the Montana State Constitution, regulates the practice of law through the Office of Disciplinary Counsel and the Commission on Practice. And we could certainly explain how the state bar interacts with those entities, but the state bar is not in control of either of those entities.
Last follow-up.
Go ahead.
Does the state bar, thank you, Madam Chair, does the state bar have any role in if there is disciplinary action taken in those regulatory practices?
Madam Chair, Representative, no. It's the Supreme Court that promulgates those rules. The state bar does not have any individual role on that.
Great. Thank you very much.
Representative Carlson.
Never mind, Madam Chair.
Further questions? Representative Kmetz.
Madam Chair, I have a question for Mr. Spencer.
Madam Chair, Representative Kmetz.
Mr. Spencer, how do you define a relevant stakeholder in line 5?
Sorry, I'm reading, Madam Chair, reading line 5. Page 2, line 5. Sorry, I was reading section 5. Madam Chair, Representative, I'm happy to, if the study bill gets approved and is ranked, we're certainly happy to assist staff in identifying relevant stakeholders, but it indicates to me that it's the committee that decides who those are, but certainly attorneys, judges, I don't have any ideas at hand, but we're certainly willing to assist the committee and provide information on relevant stakeholders if you wish.
I'm good. Thank you.
Representative Knutson.
Chair, as this might be our last meeting, I think I really don't want to disappoint Representative Howell and not get on the mic here at least once. Mr. Spencer, if you could, please.
Madam Chair, Representative Knutson, nice to hear from you.
item number 7 on the second page, what is the interest on lawyers' trust accounts? What is that?
Thank you. The IOLTA, interest on lawyers' trust accounts, is by Supreme Court order. It is every lawyer who keeps client funds that either belong to the client or it's fees that are paid that haven't been earned yet, is mandated to keep those funds in a trust account. And that trust account accrues interest. And that's what the interest in lawyers' trust accounts is. That interest is in turn given to, Montana Justice Foundation, and they use those funds. If that money is not given to an approved nonprofit, then those accounts cannot earn any interest at all pursuant to federal law. So it either earns interest and it goes to an approved nonprofit, or it can't earn any interest.
Thank you. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Representative France.
For the bill sponsor, Madam Chair.
Lady Chair, Representative.
Senator Usher, I appreciate your thoughts on where this study, if we approve it, where I should rank it. Is this a high priority in your mind, or a middle priority, or passing curiosity that how do we measure this against other study bills?
Well, considering, Lady Chair, Representative, considering the amount of study bills that we have not had come through judiciary, and this would go to law and justice, I'm not seeing a lot of study bills for assignment to that committee, so I would say that it probably should be somewhere middle to upper, because there's not many to go to that committee.
Thank you.
Any further questions? Seeing none, Senator, please close on your bill.
Thank you, Lady Chair. Actually, I thought I was going to try and get a record hearing with this, but with your great questions, we didn't go there. But I will follow up on Representative Howell's. So the way a study works is once it gets assigned to a committee, the committee looks at this and with the chairman usually and staff try and make sure you hit the bullet points. And obviously in the first meeting, that one would be checked off saying, oh, we don't need to go there because it's not a part of the bar. We would only look at what is relevant, and the committee can also add or subtract any of the things they want to discuss. That happens at the organizational meeting the first day. So with that said, I ask for a due pass. I mean, if nothing else, it'll be very informative. Thank you.
This closes the hearing on SJ 31. We will now enter executive action on SJ 31. Representative Lear.
Madam Chair, I move that SJ 31 be concurred in.
And I don't think we need to go over what this bill is about. Do we have discussion on the bill? Does anyone need Ms. Weiss to explain that to them? Okay, with that, we will do a roll call vote.
Representative Lear.
Here. Here, yes.
Representative Bishop.
Yeah.
Representative Mitchell.
Yes.
Representative Sheldon Galloway.
Yes.
Representative L. Smith.
No.
Representative Deming.
Yes.
Representative C. Knudsen.
Aye.
Representative France.
No.
Representative J. Carlson.
Yes.
Representative Howell.
No.
Representative C. Hinkle?
Yes.
Representative Durham?
Yes.
Representative Hawk?
Yes.
Representative Zephyr?
No.
Representative Kometz?
Yes.
Representative Etchert?
Aye.
Excuse me?
Yes.
Oh, thank you. Representative J. Hinkle?
Yes.
Representative Rusk?
Yes.
Representative Abbott?
Rabbit is not allowed to vote.
Representative Regeer.
Yes.
Madam Chair, there are 15 ayes and 5 nays.
SJ 31 is passed House Judiciary. With that, House...
Excuse me, 14 ayes, 5 nays.
14, 5. Okay. SJ 31 has passed House Judiciary.
Yes.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, with that, House Judiciary is adjourned.